The American Legion is celebrating its centennial in Minneapolis this week. It's the nation's largest wartime veterans organization, but it's been having trouble connecting with a new generation of men and women who have served. Reporter Patricia Murphy of member station KUOW has the story of one American Legion post which tried to adapt.
When Navy veteran Lindsay Church was elected commander of American Legion Post 40 in Seattle, Washington, the future didn't look promising.
Basically, what I was seeing was the post was dying.
Both the members and the membership. Church, who served stateside as a linguist, wanted to change that. Her job as assistant director of student veteran life at the University of Washington gave her an opportunity to recruit younger vets.
And so for that first year, I spent all of my time dedicated to trying to build this post.
And she says it worked. Younger members started joining. The post even won a National Service Award. But Church said at times, the existing culture of Post 40 was hard to endure.
My very first night as commander of the American Legion, I had a gentleman come up to me and say, and I quote, "It's okay that you're gay, but you don't need to talk about your wife."
Church, who was married to a woman, pushed on. By her second term as commander, Church still believed she could help bring a modern face to the Legion's mission of service. But as she told us when we first covered her story earlier this year, some Vietnam-era members didn't seem interested.
I would bring new women into the post, and the women, the very first thing that they would be asked is, "Are you here for your boyfriend or husband?" And then they would be sexually harassed, asked out on dates.
Church was taken aback when an older member was asked to take minutes during a meeting about recruiting more veterans of color.
And I got my notes back, and my note said coloreds as potential members. And I, again, it was like, I don't even have words.
Then Church says one of the members used a racist term for Asians. Church had had enough and resigned.
Yeah, I call b- on that.
That's Bob Patrick. He took over command after Church resigned. He says none of that stuff ever happened.
We didn't discriminate against anybody, and we didn't discriminate for them. And I get the impression that she wants a special set of rights, and that's not the way we play.
Well, I disagree, Bob.
That's Post 40 Vice Commander Jim Robinson jumping in. He says he recruited Church to the post so she could carry it forward.
Veterans are one thing. They're smart Alex. There's a chance that she may have misinterpreted something said in jest.
We talked to Robinson and Patrick in the spring. No one from Post 40 returned our calls for an update. Gary Roach is commander for the American Legion in Washington State. He says a lot has changed since Church left.
A lot of those members from Post 40 walked away from that post to form their own.
Do you think it was related to what happened with Lindsay and the culture at Post 40?
Yes.
After her resignation, she started her own organization, Minority Veterans of America. Anyone can join. Last week, the group held its first national leadership retreat. It already has 450 members and 6 chapters.
One of my teammates told me the other day that we are literally building an organization from the bricks that they threw at us.
Roach says Church's departure was a loss. She's the kind of leader the Legion needs to move forward. He says it's imperative that older members learn to embrace modern vets. It's a matter of survival.
These are the things that we're talking about, because we have to figure out a way to attract all veterans that are eligible for our organization.
This summer, a post in Iowa, after first saying no, admitted a transgender child to a summer program called Boys State. And for the first time in its nearly 100-year history, the Legion's national commander is female. Commander Denise Rohan says discrimination is antithetical to the organization. For NPR News, I'm Patricia Murphy in Seattle.